Well, actually, this is only in Mbujimayi, where on Friday there was a clash between Labour Party. The Labour Party is part of the opposition, and the end result of this clash was one dead and three wounded. So I think to mend fences and try to make peace, the opposition led by the UDPS is scheduled to meet with the governor today, Monday, to try to iron the differences after the killing of this person and the wounding of three others.
How is MONUSCO helping in this directive to urge parties in this year's election, as official campaigning began, to ensure that clashes or violence is brought to the barest minimum ahead of the election day?
Well, actually, as you know, support to the electoral process is part of the mandate given to MONUSCO by the Security Council. So we have started working on this a long time ago, two different means. For example, our police have trained about 6,000 policemen in crowd control. This because we want the police to be better equipped in crowd control and not use lethal weapons when it comes to controlling demonstrations. Other things that we have done is we have conducted a lot of workshops and seminars on human rights, on the right to freedom, freedom to speak, freedom to gather, on how to monitor the electoral process, all of this to better equip the political parties and the civil society to be able to conduct peacefully this electoral process.
Logistically, how prepared is MONUSCO to help in this directive, looking at it from the background that infrastructure is not wholly developed in Congo? So how prepared are you logistically to help in the transportation and otherwise protection of the vote?
Technical and logistical support to the CENI, which is the Electoral Commission, is part of our mandate. So the mission is doing everything possible to give this support to the Electoral Commission through strengthening our air assets and also giving priority to the transport of electoral material on all our airplanes. As you know, logistics is a nightmare in this country where there is practically no roads. So planes, the use of planes is the only means actually to transport this material across this country, which is as big as all Western Europe. And that's what we are doing.
What would be MONUSCO's message to Congolese, especially as official campaigning began Friday?
I will just repeat the message of the special representative to the Congolese. The special representative called on all the Congolese to respect freedom of assembly and to use political debate and freedom of expression as a means to foster this campaign in a very peaceful manner. And that's the call of the mission and of the UN, because the Security Council also has issued the same call to the political parties and all stakeholders in this political process. We want the Congolese to be tolerant, to give a chance to every opinion to express themselves, and so that on come 28th of November, the people will have will make up their mind and will make free choices about who are going to be the next leaders of this country.